Neoclassical economics teaches us that property rights are a very valuable instrument in getting an efficient economy running. I was trained as a neoclassical economist, and I accept that vision to a large extent. But let us be realistic. Why is it that we don't have fully specified property rights in the fishery after all these centuries, when we do have it in most other industries? There are good reasons for it. And the good reasons are that most fish stocks, particularly marine fish stocks, are natural common property resources by their very nature. They're fugitive resources. They're here today and they're somewhere else tomorrow. We can't see them. It's quite useless to say, well, let's make it like agriculture. The farmer has got his land, and it's fenced off. He keeps all of his animals on his property. He has full control over them. You can't get that in most fish stocks. They're fugitive resources. So we're stuck with having to find other solutions. Well, of course, we do have property rights in fisheries to the extent that nations own the resources within the boundaries of that nation. It includes a 200-mile strip of the ocean off the coast. So we do have property rights in the sense that governments own on our behalf the fishery resources. But how are we going to turn that into private property rights? To do that, fully specified, we'd have to have a label on every fish. This is the property of John Smith. We haven't got that. We have a common property resource. And fishermen are all dipping into the same pool. And it gives them incentives to do things that are sometimes very wasteful. So we're stuck with finding partial solutions. We're not going to get fully specified property rights to marine fish stocks. And we have to be realistic about it. So we have to find other solutions. Don't fool ourselves into believing that it's an obvious and simple solution. We just apply private property rights. We can have access rights. But access rights are certainly not fully specified property rights. And they can lead to very wasteful actions. We see it. Because an access rights mean that you try to get the best part of that resource. You may waste an awful lot of fish in the process. So let us be realistic. As fisheries economists and fisheries specialists, we have a difficult job to do to make the best of dealing with a common property resource. There are certain private property rights, access rights, that we can introduce, and they can be very useful, but sometimes they can backfire. They give us very often incentives to do the wrong thing, to waste fish because everybody wants to get the best part of that resource. So let's face reality and look at the limitations in the fishery of applying solutions that can be applied elsewhere in the economy.